listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Jeff Horncastle, Acting Client and Communications Outreach Officer for the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, who is here to chat with us about the current issue of fraud that is being experienced across the country. So Jeff, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Hi Taylor, happy to be here.
So the issue of fraud, various forms of fraud, telephone fraud and whatnot, has been a hot topic over the last couple of years. Can you please begin by just providing your perspective and expertise on the issue and how things have changed over time?
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at, first of all, the dollar loss from 2020 to 2021, we saw a massive increase from $165 million in 2020 to $380 million in 2021. So, you know, very obvious that the fraud is becoming more and more serious. That's largely due to the fact of the massive increase in investment scams, as well as romance scams and a few other ones as well. Reporting has stayed about the same, but that dollar loss, we're seeing a huge increase.
Do you think that, like, technology and the advancements of technology, does this play a role as well, and why this is occurring at such a fast pace now?
100%. Yeah. So technology used, first of all, by the victim, and technology used by the fraudsters. So with the pandemic and, you know, everything, people being more isolated, you know, back a couple of years ago, people generally changed their habits, spent more time online. They may have been doing more shopping online. They may have switched over to doing more online banking and stuff like that. So naturally, when you're spending more time online, you're more at risk, right? Same thing with the fraudsters. They have technology. Spoofing is one of the main ones. So even if we're talking about telephone scams, they can spoof phone numbers. They have the ability to make any phone number show up on your call display. Same thing with emails. They can spoof email addresses or text messages as well. So yeah, technology does play a huge factor in scams.
Now, what sort of impacts have, like, you witnessed helping or speaking to those who may have experienced fraud of any form?
Yeah, so I mean, like, we're you know, we share the stats and numbers, but there's way more to it than that. You know, first of all, obviously there's the monetary loss, but it goes beyond that. It can affect a person emotionally if they have fallen victim. I'm going to mention that we estimate that less, around 5% of victims actually report to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, and a lot of has to do with people being, they may be ashamed to talk about what happened. So we're only getting, you know, a snapshot of what's actually the mass marketing fraud picture in Canada. But nonetheless, it has a huge impact on victims.
Now, before this interview, you mentioned that the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre has a few statistics and some information on the current situation here, specifically in Quebec. So could you just please dive into that for a little bit more for our listeners?
So in Quebec, same thing. Romance and investment scams were at the top of the list when we're looking at dollar loss. Investment scams had a total loss of $13 million in 21, romance scams, $4.5 million. And I'm going to mention that the two are closely linked together, where a victim may start off communicating with the fraudster on a dating site or on social media, and then they're you know, down the road, they're convinced to invest into this fraudulent investment company, and they lose money that way. We do see quite a few merchandise scams, especially around the holiday season. So we're approaching the holiday season. Important to, with merchandise, you know, you see these bullet sales on social media, that should be a first red flag. Not to say that they're all scams, but it's important to do as much digging or research as you can before providing your credit card information. And as an added layer of protection, try to use a payment mechanism that offers fraud protection or insurance, like a credit card. So if something does happen, you can go back and try to dispute any transaction.
Yeah, that was actually a great leeway to my next question. What sort of red flags should people kind of look out for to, like, avoid experiencing these type of things?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of different red flags for all the different types of scams. But the message that we like to try to get out there is take five. That refers to taking 5 minutes or, you know, take a week if you have to, or a month. Just to, you know, to do a little bit of digging, do your due diligence. Reach out to a friend. If you're getting a strange email asking you to click on a link, reach out to the center directly. So if they're claiming to be the government agency or if they're claiming to be a financial institution and you're not sure, reach out to them directly by telephone and confirm whether that weird message is coming from them or not. So in that case, I'm mentioning phishing because we see that a lot of victims, you know, whether different variables come into play, right? So a person may be half asleep and click that link, provide their personal information. We notice that most victims realize right after they provide their personal information that they've done something wrong, and then that's when they report. So that's why it's important to take a, you know, sit back for a few minutes, analyze what's going on, look at the email address it's coming from. Don't base it solely on that because that address can be spoofed, but just take the time necessary to do as much digging and research as you can.
Yeah, and don't really take anything at face value.
Exactly, yep.
I wasn't sure if there were any other tips or pieces of information, Jeff, that you would like to mention that you think would be important for people to be aware of when looking at this issue of fraud.
Yeah, no, I think that telephone scams, I mean, a lot of fraud is cyber-enabled now. That means by internet, by email, or on social media. That being said, in 2021, 42% of scams were done by telephone. So it's important for the public to be aware that caller ID spoofing exists, and that's the fraudster's ability to make any phone number show up on the other person's call display. So never base the legitimacy of a phone call on a number showing up. They can make your local police's phone number show up. They can make your financial institution's phone number appear on your call display. So we always advise to, you know, let the person know that's calling that you're going to call them back and make the outgoing call yourself. And I also want to mention that you don't have to be a victim to report to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. If you have been a victim, important to report to your local police and the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. And if you haven't been a victim, you could report to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre as well.
Yeah, like if they know anyone who experienced a situation like this.
Yeah, exactly. So even if you, you received a fraudulent email or you want to report a fraudulent company, a fraudulent website or, a fraudulent phone call, you can do that on our website or on our toll-free line at 1-888-495-8501.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to add before we sign off.
No, I think we covered everything that's important for now.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Taylor.
CIDI also reached out to Quebec's police, the Sûreté du Québec, who provided us some stats specifically here for the Estrie region. According to Louis-Philippe Ruel, the agent information officer for the Sûreté du Québec, in 2019, there were 80 financial frauds. In 2020, there were 59. And in 2021, there were 49. And in 2022, starting on June 1st, there were 19. So there wasn't much of an increase in financial frauds. Frauds for identity theft. In 2019, there were 121. In 2020, there were 114. In 2021, there are 183. And in 2022, starting on June 1st, there were 107. He noted that the years 2021 and 2022 should be comparable if the tangent continues. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.